All right, everybody, welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All the things we did not get to during the course of the show today, including some help for you if you're fighting daylight savings time, the clock, you know?
Fighting as in, like, you don't want it to happen?
No, just fighting as in it's tired. Happening to you. Yeah, like okay. Gavin's yawning. Yeah. Now you did me.
Sorry.
What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you, boy? They say everyone that's listening to the Aftercast is yawning. They say, if your butt, oh, now you got me again. they say that if that's happening to you, I think it's more mental than anything. Like, because we get up, like today, like my clock would have gone off, my body, it would have been 3 a.m. But I went to bed an hour earlier, technically, last night. So I think it affects you for like a day or two. But some people, my wife, she was dead to the world. Like, just
really
dead. She started yesterday, even before the clocks changed. But get some exercise today. They're saying a brisk walk can help your body recuperate from a little bit more of that lack of sleep.
I didn't have any trouble at all.
You didn't? Yeah. Skip that extra cup of coffee later in the day. Caffeine stays in your body up to 12 hours. Like, I can have a soda right before I go to bed, I can still go to bed.
Maybe y'all have just become immune to it.
Probably.
Because yeah. I know when I have a sweet tea, and that doesn't have near as much caffeine as a Coke.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can feel it for a while.
Really? Yeah, like I'll feel it a little bit in me, especially if I've had like 2 in a row, like during support drive. I definitely need
2 in a row and make it more like 3.
Yeah,
or 4.
I need them then. Don't eat dinner too late, they say. Eat at least 3 hours before bedtime. You'll sleep better. And put your phone away because of the blue light messes with your hormones and keeps you up. But then also the stimulation from playing games and scrolling makes it harder for your brain to shut down.
I believe that.
My wife told me the other day, because I'm having more and more conversations where I'll start to say something, and if I don't make a note real quick, I just don't remember it. It's just gone. Like, just poof.
Does that worry you?
It does, actually, a little bit, like, because there's some of this in my family. Mm-hmm. And so, like, for me, I there's part of it that's a byproduct of just getting older. There's part of it a byproduct of just being maybe schizo, you know, or like frazzled or whatever. But it's real. I feel the frustration. Like my wife's aunt recently passed away, and she was having Alzheimer's, and it's really, like, they say people that go through that, they get angry because they're aware of it enough in the beginning stages that they can't remember, and they're trying so hard, but it frustrates them so much that they become like a different person. And I'm like, ooh, wow, I don't want to go out that way. It's a hard way to go.
Yeah, I go back and forth because there's a part of me that thinks if I don't know what's happening, maybe it'll make it easier.
Yeah, but apparently it's hard on you as well. But then, man, it's hard on everybody else. We have a friend of ours that his mom is suffering through this. And I had gone out to dinner with him, and I was asking him, you know, like, how's everything going and stuff like that? And he's like, it's hard. Like, she doesn't even know my dad anymore.
And he said that she's acting like she's never acted before.
Yeah.
Like, you see sides of her character that she would not know if she was in her right frame of mind.
Exactly.
And so that would be sad.
I have, they call it the long goodbye. Like, it's always been, I think, one of the cruelest diseases because, like, somebody you were married to for 40 years, at the end, you don't even remember them. It's weird. There is a weird thing with it, too. Like, sometimes people that were bad people, like throughout their lives, they get this, but then it makes them kinder. It's like the opposite thing happens to them. There was one lady that was like, I'm so frustrated that my husband has, you know, Alzheimer's, but the last 3 years have been the best years of our marriage, actually.
Really?
And not because he forgot things, but because it changed him for the better, which was crazy.
Huh.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah, that was one story that I heard. I'm sure that's not the rule. I'm sure that's the exception more than the rule. But so anyway, there are some things to help you with that. This is really funny. Okay, so I know masks still for some people are an issue. And, like, it's difficult because, again, once the government never did a nationwide mask mandate. They left it up to the states, so the states would do them. But then the states, many states have lifted their mask mandate, and so it's on the companies, like individual companies still have mask policies. Like everywhere I go, still, I still take my mask. I still walk into the building with a mask, assuming that that company is going to have that policy.
Right.
Unless, of course, you go to a shooting range. It is not a mask anywhere
there. Or
Walmart. Yes. It's so,
or Waffle House.
Yeah. So those are the three places. It is not even a thing. What, COVID? What? We had a COVID? Okay, I didn't even know. But I walked in to a thing the other day, and I purposely like had my mask on and stuff, and because they all have signs, you know, this is the rules of this place. And so there was a lady who was at a bank, and this might be for the people who feared, you know, that wearing masks could get out of hand and the government would get crazy on it and stuff like that. The police issued a warrant for this lady's arrest because of an incident in the bank where she, it was captured on the bodies, the officer's body cam, but basically she refused to wear a mask, and then she refused to leave, and then she said those fatal words. What are you going to do, arrest me?
Oh, and they
did. It turns out, yes, ma'am, we are. And what they arrested her for was not necessarily not wearing the mask, but for criminal trespass and resisting. And so that's where the loophole got her in this case.
You know, over the weekend, I went to a couple of places, And one of them, we went to Target, and I walked in with my friend. We weren't wearing a mask.
You weren't?
No.
That's so unlike you.
Well, we were going to see what would happen.
Oh. Oh, it was like a test?
Yeah. Well, because you don't know, like, if everybody's like doing it.
Living on the edge.
Hey, man, like, look at us. Two hot chicks just walking through Walmart. Let's see what happens.
That is not the words we said.
Okay.
But at Target, they actually have an employee that's handing you. I guess they're schooled or... they're told to say,
right.
If a customer walks in without a mask, they're like, hey, here's a mask for you. Would you be interested in a mask?
Yeah, would
or
you
whatever?
Like a mask? It's free.
It's free.
Hey, how about you throw in some popcorn and we got a deal, you know?
But I went there and then
did they offer you a mask?
Yeah.
Okay, so they did. That's good.
Yeah, and Whole Foods was doing the same thing, but they have like really nice ones. Like
ones
that are, well, you think about it. Whole Foods is so bougie.
Yeah.
You know?
They're probably hemp. You got to be careful of that. I had a friend of mine, her mom. Okay, so there's these things like they're called hemp gummies. And I know there's people that debate CBD oil and, you know, because it's a byproduct of marijuana and stuff like that. So this 83-year-old lady was using these hemp gummies to go to sleep at night. Okay, so she's eating a gummy to go to sleep every night because she has trouble sleeping. Mm-hmm. So she does this. So she goes in for some blood work for her knee to have knee surgery, and they're like, "Oh, just to let you know, you tested positive for marijuana."
She took that many?
I guess, and I don't know. Like, I thought that I guess it must still show up as marijuana, even though the THC, which is the thing that gets you high, that's been taken out. But then on a test, it doesn't separate that. It just shows that you tested positive for marijuana, and it'll stay in your system for 30 days. I know a lot about this stuff because I have friends.
Okay. I know that the same thing can be said for those little seeds. What are they, poppy seeds?
No, poppy seeds are what turn into cocaine. Yeah, poppies. Like poppies is.
I've heard this. Like if you eat something with poppy seeds in it, you don't need to be getting a drug test because
The things on the maybe it is poppy seeds.
It's these little black.
Yeah. That's on the buns of things like that. Yeah, they say
not
that,
sesame seeds.
No. You might be right. It might be the poppy seeds that it can skew a test for you just enough.
I'm pretty sure it is because I remember like going to a baby shower or something.
I've only
had something with that in it.
I've only had to take one drug test my entire life, and it wasn't to work here. It was to work at a Circuit City, which was basically like a Best Buy. Do you guys remember Circuit City?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
They were
good stuff.
Yeah, they were competing.
Circuit City's got more.
Oh, wow. You remember the jingle. That's pretty impressive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I had to go take a drug test so that I could work there.
They didn't do that at Toys R Us?
No. No drug testing there. They were just happy to have anybody that wanted to work there. It was that was a place. That was a place that I worked. Yep. Some days I'd like to go back, though. I will tell you that. Did anybody get your checks this weekend? Did you look?
I didn't. Should they be in?
They started this weekend. Some people were saying
I need
that.
To look. I need to.
Yeah,
look.
That they got their checks.
Right now.
I did not get mine. But did you see this? That a qualifying family, because there's a breakdown of how much you make, blah, 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 blah. But a qualifying family of four will get $5,600.
$5,600. I don't have mine yet.
And then you hope, though, you just hope beyond hope that people are using that. Like, if you're in a good place, like financially, and you get that money, then if you go buy things, you are investing back in the economy, which is actually like not a bad thing. That's kind of the idea behind it. You know, or it's part of the idea behind it. But if you are struggling and you're not making your bills and you get $5,600, my fear is the people that completely abuse that. Like say your rent was $1,000. That would be 5 months of rent.
Yeah.
You know, and you could, okay, good. $5,600. I'm set for almost half a year. But you know, there are people that get $5,600 and they go out and they buy like seat covers for their car for $1,000. They go out and buy koala bears for $2,000. Like they don't use it for what it was intended to do. That's always the problem with everything we do in our society,
but
is people that abuse it and then it costs us all money.
Maybe I'm playing devil's advocate.
Go ahead.
But the koala industry, maybe they're under right now. And
that's
if
true.
You give them some money,
that's true.
It keeps the koalas alive.
I've heard koalas are tougher than you think. Like they look so cute.
Yeah.
I've heard they're dangerous.
I heard they stink.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't know. Well, all right. Well, that's all I got. What do you got, Lady Rock?
Mine is about the Razzies.
Razzies, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of the Razzie Awards?
No, this is my first
time
hearing
it. It's just about like the worst of the worst,
right? So
right?
If you're anything like me, then you need a little explanation.
Okay.
So the Razzies are worst pictures. So everything to do with movies and actresses and actors, but the worst of the worst.
I love it. I love it.
So
I love focusing on the awful.
Let's see. The first was, this is the most nominated for the worst picture. Robert Downey Jr.'s movie Doolittle, which is one that
I
loved.
What
did
that.
They say?
It's okay to be scared.
He wasn't like that. It's okay to be scared. Gavin's was closer. Yeah, I saw that movie and I was very hopeful for it. Very hopeful that it would be really good. It was atrocious.
Yeah. And the accent was bad.
Yeah.
For the 2 hour viewing of that movie, you're just trying to listen and figure out what the storyline is, but the whole time you're like, what did he just say?
And then I think it had Adam Sandler in it as the mouthy monkey.
Probably.
And doing the same voice he always does. Like, it was atrocious. I cannot say enough bad things about that movie.
Well, another one that made the list was Fantasy Island.
Yes.
Which you and I
went and saw.
And I knew it was going to be terrible, but I went anyways, and I was proven right.
Yeah, see, I watched like Fantasy Island, the TV show, as a kid growing up. Okay,
and I
so
did
it was
not.
On every Friday
so
night.
So I had no reference.
So this was a twist on that, where you go to this island, and then like you have these dreams, and they make them come true and stuff. And so this was an interesting twist, because it was more like a scary movie, and I don't like scary movies. So I thought, okay, Rock, because Rock likes them, so we're like, okay, we'll go to a scary movie together, but it's got to be this one. This is the only one I think I could handle. Like those crazy ones, like the Annabelle or something like that.
No. The Conjuring.
Absolutely not.
Nope.
But like this one I thought I could handle, and sadly I could handle it, and it was so bad. So bad. You were right.
It and also too, at the end, it was like they didn't tie things up. It was just really bad.
It's horrible.
I would say, too, that the nominees for the worst actor are Robert Downey Jr.
I don't agree with that.
For Doolittle.
Okay, I agree that was a bad movie, but I don't think he's horrible.
He's conquered the world with, like, Marvel and Iron Man.
Yeah.
He was due for something that people weren't going to love as much.
Yeah.
So.
Also, Mike Lindell.
Oh no!
He's the MyPillow guy for his movie Absolute Proof, which I guess was a documentary.
Oh man, it's so funny. Yeah, I haven't seen the documentary yet. Yeah, so he is a very strong right wing Republican Christian guy. Started MyPillow, and he actually helped fund Priceless, the movie, the For King and Country movie. He put a few mil into that.
Oh.
And so he's in faith circles, but he got into a lot of hot water for his tweets about and to Donald Trump about don't back down, go ahead. Like, he was one of those guys all in, you know? And so that, like, I'd say it backfired on him. It might have backfired on him, like, on social media, but his company's crushing it. Like, because what happens is, if you are very polarizing, like, you have a polarizing thing like this right now, what's happening is somebody says something, and if it's not actionable, like, it's not an obvious racist thing, or if it's not, like, an obvious, you know, horrible thing, but it's more opinion, then you take the people that are on that same side of the opinion, and they come to your rescue, and they buy a bunch of pillows and a bunch of mattress toppers, and they went crazy with it. He used to be a sponsor of our show, like, and I got to tell you, I'm a fan of the mattress topper that he has. Like, it's pretty great. And I had somebody, remember the show historian Rob? He called me on it one time. He was like, texting me. He's like, "What do you feel about sponsoring?" You know, my pillow while all this, and this was when it first came out and first happened. I'm like, look, I'm waiting to see where it goes. Those are decisions I don't make, and I'm literally just speaking about the mattress topper, which I happen to love, you know. And so, and then, but then it ended up going away. But I get that. But yeah, so he's actually making more money now than he was before, yeah. which is crazy.
Other people that made the list: Adam Sandler and David Spade.
Yes, Adam Sandler. Just I don't see him in much of anything where he's not the same person.
Yeah. I don't like Spade either.
Oh, I liked him in Tommy Boy.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that was good. Nominees for Worst Actress: Anne Hathaway.
No!
Kate Hudson, you? Katie Holmes.
No, I reject all of those on principle
what
alone.
Movies would they
wow.
Be doing?
Okay.
I'm very passionate
I
about that.
I think it's
apparently
based off of movies that they've done recently. So yeah. Anne Hathaway's was for The Last Thing He Wanted and
I never saw
Roald
that. I didn't know what
Dahl's
that is. No idea
the
what
Witches. Either.
Oh, no.
That sounds scary.
I'm already out. I'm already out on that. But no, I don't know anything that she did like that.
So anyways, the winners will be announced on April 24th nice. If you want to watch them.
I remember her in The Intern with Robert De Niro, which I liked her in that. I thought she was good in that. All right. Well, with that, let's do some birthdays or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Get it, Rock.
JT wants to wish his girlfriend Cassie a happy birthday, or Casey. I'm not sure. Said she is an amazing person, one of the kindest, smartest, and most talented people I've ever known.
What's she doing with you?
She is definitely dating down.
Yeah. Okay.
She is
see?
Way out of my league.
I knew it. See, I can tell. I can just tell these things.
And it sounds like JT is needing some help. His question is, what's the most creative date you've ever been on?
Oh, boy. No. Eesh. Has anyone taken you on a creative date, Rock?
Yes.
Really? Where?
Where
was it?
I don't really know. We went to an inside
golf. We went inside. We ate inside. It was crazy.
You don't let me finish.
Skeeter came up. Here's what happened. Let me just tell you a whole story. So Skeeter had hit me up. Skeeter had hit me up. He dropped a message in my inbox. And by inbox, he doesn't have the internet because he's not allowed to because of his parole. But he, he's not. And so he dropped it in my actual mailbox. He said, "Hey, youngin, I want to go out and youngin. Date you. I want to date you. I want to date your face." And
why
so,
are we going off on this tangent?
I don't know. And so he shows up in his new truck is a big one too. It was jacked so high up that it had an elevator. He spent all of his money on his truck, obviously.
Guys,
so
I apologize.
I said,
"I don't know what's
Skeeter,
gotten into him.
Where are we gonna go on my date with you?" And he said, "Hey, girl, honey, girl, baby, girl, honey, boo, boo, hi. You just close your eyes, and Skeeter's gonna take you for a ride." And sure enough, we went out to eat, and get this. Here's the part of the store I was getting to. It was inside. We went into a place that they said shirts and shoes required, and get this, Skeeter had both. Now, he didn't have any pants, but nothing? Really? Okay.
I'm just waiting.
Okay. That was Betty Rock.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
It was an inside racetrack, so it was like
go-karting. Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be fun. That's you guys race? Did you win?
I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
I'm not... what's the word?
Competitive?
Competitive.
Dateable? Oh, sorry. No. Sorry.
When people start getting on to me about that I'm too mean to you, I want them to remember the moments
mark
like
this podcast.
These.
I know. We play this game off the air called Finish My Sentences, where Betty starts a sentence and then I finish it, and sometimes it goes like that. I'm sorry. Anywho, I like competitive things for dates because I think it's fun. Because then
ruins
you see
the atmosphere, though.
Well, then you see what somebody's made of. Like, can they handle it? Or and I would have have to dial it back, obviously, because I like to win.
Yeah.
So I would have to dial it back. But sometimes you find that girl that is like way more competitive than you. I remember this wasn't...
That would seem like a bad idea.
This wasn't a date, but we had gone to a go-kart racing place with our kids. So there's Greg and me and Haley and Greg and Molly's daughter, Lily. And so the four of us are driving.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg is my friend that has race cars, so we actually go out and race real cars. And so we're competitive, and so we're on the track just going at it, blah, 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 blah. And the girls are on there, and Haley's just Sunday driving, just staying out of the way, waving people by. Like, she wants no competition. But then Lily's in front of me. Lily is super competitive. Like, she's wired just like her dad, and she's in front of me. And I'm finally like, I've just had enough. I can't get around her, can't get around her. And all of a sudden, she makes a mistake, and I just blast by her, but I kind of put her into the wall. And I'm like, yeah! And I'm like, woo! And it dawned on me that, like, why she kind of made that mistake, what I thought was a mistake, it was her following the rules and slowing down because the race was over. I didn't see that flag.
Wow.
And I just, kabam!
Just like, blinded.
Yeah, and I, so when I got out of my car and I realized, what I'm like, I am so sorry to all of you.
Wow.
Forgot so in the moment. Bad.
I did. I was so focused. This like, might have been the focus. Since that Skeeter story, it's the most focused I've ever been.
Okay, so creative date story.
Oh, yes.
Gavin?
Oh, nothing too outrageous on my end. We went to like a castle in California one time when she was living out there for a nanny job that she had, and I was visiting. I think it was called Hearst Castle.
Hearst Castle, yeah.
Yeah, and like I'm not a big, you know, like architecture, history kind of person, but she definitely is, and so that definitely won me some points when we were dating.
You know, the picnic always seems like a good idea, but it never is. It's always a pain.
Did and you
like,
try?
Yeah, it's women so want picnics, yeah. But it's just so much work. And
no,
not worth
it. Never you just need a blanket
though.
And some food.
The weather's never perfect.
Yeah, it never shows. The wind always blows everything, and you've always forgotten something. Like, it's not as good as it is in
you're
the movies.
You're just going to talk, too?
Like, yeah. Yeah.
You're just going to talk.
Bring a frisbee.
Love is dead here, guys. JT, you're asking the wrong people.
Absolutely. Was that our last one?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Well, with that, we are going to end this aftercast, and we will do this all again tomorrow. Oh, friendly reminder. Thursday, Friday, Monday. No podcast or aftercast because I am out and I am going on a personal trip to, you've probably heard me talk about this over the years, but my brother was in prison for seven and a half years,
mm-hmm.
and he gets out on Thursday. And so we are going down to greet him. I'm really bummed because I wanted to videotape it and stuff in that moment because if my whole family's going to be there, I'm sure there'll be lots of tears. It'll be a cool moment. But you're not allowed to videotape anything on the premises because one time I went to visit him and I videotaped it and the guards, the warden and everybody were going to him saying, you need to call your brother and have him take it down now. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm like, what are you going to do?
Arrest me?
You can't do anything to me, you know?
And then they come and arrest you.
Yeah, I know.
What a great story.
I know. So I'm really excited about that. So that's going to be a good time. But that's why the show will be off for those
good
few
reason.
Days. So there you go. All right, that's going to do it. And as always, thanks for being a potty.